What up, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer back for another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, coming to you here on this Wednesday edition, October 8th, 2025. This is your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode. I am glad that, well, this day is over. And, going to be continuing to lick the wounds a little bit, And after that, try to press on forward. We're pressing forward with this all things K-State podcast here as well. Yeah, I got sidetracked a little bit or quite a bit today with everything else going on and needing to pay attention to tend to some things that have been urgent. So that is why I'm recording here on this evening during the K-State volleyball game right now. And right now, K-State looking to go three in a row here as they're right now playing in Morgan Family Arena in Manhattan, Kansas. Recording this podcast in the fourth set right now. K-State up by one. 2-1 over Iowa State there. Again, K-State women's volleyball. And we're going to dive on in here to the standings here a little bit here as it is right now to record this podcast here after we talk a little bit women's golf here on this podcast. But yeah, so that is going on right now as the K-State women's volleyball team looks to make it three consecutive conference wins in a row after dropping the first two at home, and they're back at home currently right now taking on Iowa State in the fourth set right now. So we'll see if Shaylee Myers and Anaya Clinton and company can get it done, then finish it off. And of course, at some point, we'll have a postcast. I will have to record a postcast at some point, depending. Again, I'm tending to other things right now, of course, ahead of an out-of-town trip as well. So yeah, so I'm going to try to get that all done here as well. I was also going to do a pregame show as well, and of course everything really got sidetracked today, so apologies about that. But I'm hopeful here within the next maybe 24 hours or so get a pregame in before EG3 heads out. But anyways, right now the attention turns to the other women's team, women's golf, rolling right, and they rolled to a tie for second place yesterday during the OU Collegiate, as we continue to recap that for the K-State women's team, women's golf team, I should say, not the women's team, not just any women's team, just the women's golf team on the Purple Project podcast, all things K-State sports, the Prairie Dunes Country Club out there in Hutchinson, Kansas. So I don't know why they call this OU Intercollegiate when it's in Hutchinson, Kansas. I don't get that. There's a lot of things that don't really make sense today, today as I'm processing some stuff. But yeah, anyways, the Wildcats posted a 2-round total of 20 over par 580 to tie with Eastern Michigan in an event that was shortened. Of course, we talked about this on yesterday's podcast again. Monday rain and everything else like that. So they I assume they went straight to an 18-hole shootout there as well. The Wildcats there finishing in the second spot there, and they were five shots clear, a fourth place team, ranked team anyways, 25th ranked Baylor, 6 shots ahead of fifth place team, and number 12th ranked Oklahoma State. So to finish ahead of those teams in the top 25, huge accomplishment by this young squad of the K-State women's golf team here. We have Stubert in a quote here after the OU Collegiate wrapped up yesterday. Quote, the ladies battle hard all week. It was certainly a total team performance. And he goes on here to say, quote, however, we are a little disappointed with the result and how we finished both days. This young group is going to learn to be more comfortable near the lead, especially those players who shared the individual lead at some point over their tournament, end quote. And yeah, we mentioned Kelsey Chen and Vistapata Wan. I'm impressed that I remember that. Remember, by the way, that's probably the second best quote of the day right there coming from EG3. The other one came from those the club girls earlier during the midweek track workout that I just completed not too long ago. So yeah, I'm surprised I remember that. But yeah, Kelsey Chen and Kim Fisipata Wan were co-leading at one point and lost it there as well. We checked the individual stats there as well. Noah Van Beek moved up a little bit. Time or fourth place there, four over par. Par 144, plus 16 yesterday for Van Beek. Even par 70, thanks to three straight birdies on the back nine there as well. That for Van Beek, her sixth round of even or under par golf this year already, while she's posted her second top 10 finish in as many tournaments as well, along the boot with that. Speaking of the duo, Kelsey Chen and Kim Fisipata Wan. This duo finished one shot back of Van Beek, tied for 12th place at five over par for each of them, it looks like here. Again, Kelsey Chen, for those of you new to this podcast, transferred over from Georgia Southern, third top 20 finish in four events in 2025. While Fisipata Wan finished in the top 20 for the third time in four starts here in 2025 as well. So getting better each individual, each event. We're seeing it. And this combination, again, let one point, I'm pretty sure I said they were leading at one point, and they unfortunately kind of fell off to wayside a little bit. But it's nice to see, once again, this young squad surrounding the senior Noah Van Beek, putting in that work. Casey Kane, the freshman, another freshman again, tied for 25th place, 9 over par, 149. She is from China. Matched Van Beek's even par final round thanks to two birdies and hole out and pulled out an eagle on par 414th there as well. And Kang made her K-State collegiate debut this week. Well, last week during the Blessings Invitational. We talked about that. I mentioned that last week on the show. So again, if you're new to this podcast, again, go ahead and check that out wherever you get your podcast. Again, we're coming at you, even though things got screwed up today, but this is going to go out immediately, so be out, look out for this. I know it'll be a little late, but it'll still be content out there each and every day, 99.5% of the time there as well. I'm gonna have to get that at some point on the Pro Project Podcast while we wrap this up there as well. Julia Barista Barrio making her first appearance in any tournament this year. She competed as an individual, locked up for 38th place, tied for 38th place, 12 over par, 152. The junior was one shot ahead of sophomore Naname Nakashima. Locke was tied up for 41st place there as well. Florida, looks like Florida won the individual title thanks in part to Megan Propeck there as well. Looks like there. So, next up in line for the K-State women's golf team there. Won't be until a couple weeks back at home. The Power Cat Invitational. Where, of course, the men defended home field advantage there. One on the men's side. Now can this young squad do what the men did? Pull it off, this young squad. They're the Power Cat Invitational, Colbert Hills. And, of course, Colbert Hills, for you new listeners out there, it's out there in Manhattan, Kansas. I know a lot of people listen to this podcast know where that is. Some new people don't. Colbert Hills, one of the popular golf courses in Manhattan, Kansas. So that is October 20th to the 21st. So the K-State ladies team, golf team, will have a couple weeks to do that there as well. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports there. Eddie Gritter III. Now kind of switching over gears real quick. I just mentioned I'm recording this during the K-State women's volleyball game at home against Iowa State. And last time I checked in with them, they're leading 2-1. And K-State came in here winning two straight games following dropping two at home. So hopefully K-State lady, the women's the volleyball team can get right and get this one tonight in front of the home crowd. Entering tonight's play, Colorado and Arizona State. tie for the top. Well, not exactly tie, but they're the only unbeatens left. One win separates them. Colorado's at 4-0. Arizona State is 3-0. And where do you find K-State at? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Coming in here today, tonight, to the match against Iowa State, who's ahead of K-State. K-State is ninth in the standings right now, and Iowa State fourth. So K-State currently looking for the upset right now. That'll be big. That will be huge there. So K-State cluttered up there with BYU, Kansas, and that's the only, that's the 500. And then after K-State, everybody else in conference play is under 500. So K-State trying to avoid that tonight. With this will be a huge upset if they can pull it off here. So I'll keep track of that here as this podcast will go up. So we're gonna know by the end of probably here the next half hour. I'll give it another half hour or so here, and we'll know. And of course, we'll bring the reaction to you. However this goes down, hopefully the volleyball team can pull this upset out there against fourth place in the conference, Iowa State. That is going on right now as I speak. And again, we'll have postcast of it, obviously, as well. And then let's not forget about the football team. Football team coming off of another tough defeat after really controlling the second half of the Baylor game and only to lose by a point thanks to a blocked field goal at the buzzer there as we were going in for the game-winning kick there with Luis Rodriguez, and it was blocked by Baylor, 35-34. And now K-State, this is homecoming, by the way. Glad I mentioned that. Homecoming week in Manhattan, Kansas. And now 2:30 Saturday on Fox, TCU comes calling to Manhattan, Kansas there as they take on Avery Johnson and company in Manhattan, Kansas at Bill Steiner Family Stadium on Saturday afternoon. Of course, just another reminder, I will not have a reaction ready until Monday night when I get back from Omaha. So there we go on that deal as well. So it's not going to come out your regular night there because I'm out of town, but yeah, I'm probably not going to be paying attention because I'm going to be wrapped up in this team relay event that I talked about, but that I'll talk about on my other podcast. So be wrapped up doing that. So I don't know how much I'll be paying attention to it, but we'll definitely break it down, on Monday night and have the reaction posted on Monday evening during the Monday night game with the Falcons and the Bills. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where a podcast found. Free and available daily. We're on a chance to record K-State content. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Again, appreciate your support of this other K-State Athletics podcast. Podbean app, Greer 380s podcast over there, GRIER, the number 380D, Project Podcast for more coverage of your K-State Wildcats over there. Myself and Alex Ain, content over there. Is taking a break there as I am, again, working with limited equipment. And also, like I said, mentioned briefly on this K-State Women's Golf episode here, how many to take care of some important things outside of this podcast. So it's going to be a minute before we do that over there. And, of course, tell a fellow K-State fan about the Purple Project Podcast. Alex Ain out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Gray coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri tonight. The K-State women's golf team finishing tied for runner-up down in Hutchinson, Kansas. This has been another postcast episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Go Cats.